This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Shalom Aleichem. This week, we're going to be discussing Daf Mem Tes in Masechta Yevamos. We're going to be focusing on Mem Tes Amud Beis and the Agadata regarding the opinion of Shimon Azai, who said Matzasi Megillas Yochsen, that he found a scroll of lineage. And one of the things written on the scroll of lineage was Ish Ploini Mamzer Meishasish, that so-and-so was a mamzer from a married woman. Now obviously the scroll said the guy's name, otherwise if the scroll said Ploini, then it's not much of a contribution to Jewish society. If it said Ploini is a mamzer, Shkoyach, what is that going to do for us? Obviously, it said his name, Yankel Berl. The problem is, the other two things written on the scroll of lineage seem not to have anything to do with lineage at all. The second statement written on the scroll was Mishnah Rav Elazar ben Yaakov Tavanoki. The teaching of Rav Elazar ben Yaakov was small. There are not so many teachings of Rav Elazar ben Yaakov, but it's clean, we always paskin like him. What in the world does that have to do with Yuchsin? That has nothing to do with Yuchsin. And the fact that Menashe killed Chizkiyahu, that Menashe killed Yeshaya, that's also seems to be irrelevant to Yuchsin. So why are these other two items written on the Megillas Yuchsin? So this we're going to turn to the Aruch Lener. By the way, the Aruch Lener was really an amazing personality. Aruch Lener studied in university in Germany, but he is really the Rebbe of almost all the Chachmei Ashkenaz after him. So, for example, Reb Shamshin Rafal Hirsch, Reb Israel Hildersheimer, and he was a Masmid Otzum. He would stay up the Liman HaTorah until 2 o'clock, and already 5 a.m. he was already Muchtar B'Talas Tfilin, and he learned in Talas and Tfilin until midday. So from 5 a.m. until midday, he learned in Talis and Tefillin. He published one of the first Jewish publications called Tzion HaNe'eman. And it was a publication fighting the Reform movement. And his Chidushim are so great that Rabbi Kiv Eger himself wrote notes on the Chidushim of the Aruch Lener. So the Aruch Lener was the Rav in Altona. And he's buried in the same cemetery as Rabbi Yonasan Ibishitz, Rabbi Yaakov Emden, Rabbi Rafael Hamburger. So he addresses this question. Why was all of this written in Megillas Yochsen? Yesh Loimar, the Hakol Noigel Yochsen. All of this information is relevant to Yochsen. Number one, the Mishnah Rabbi Lezman Yaakov Kavanoki. This teaching that Rabbi Lezman Yaakov's teachings are clean, but we pass against them. Shaykh Li Yochsen is very connected to Yochsen. Because we have a machloikis in Kedushin, Daf Ayin Zayin, regarding the daughter of a ger, whether the daughter of a ger is kosher l'kahuna. Right, that's a good question. The daughter of a ger. Can a daughter of a ger marry into kahuna? V'amrinan, we say miyam shechar b'esim ligas nogla akrayan soso ba'atzvam kvaz ben Yaakov. That from the day the temple was destroyed, kaihanim are extra careful with themselves, like the opinion of Lezman Yaakov, Ulohidia Zois, and in order to notify this, Leval Tishkaf, so it's not forgotten. In other words, there's a machlokes. Could a kohen marry the daughter of a ger? Rav Lezman Yaakov says better not. So in order to publicize the sheet of Lezman Yaakov, they wrote in the Megillas Yochsen, Mishnah of Lezman Yaakov, Kavanoki, not to move away from the Pesach of Lezman Yaakov for a Koye not to marry the daughter of a ger. That's why that information was written on the Megillas Yochsen, so for the Koyhanim to keep the purity of their lineage. Furthermore, that Menashe killed Yeshaya. This is also relevant to Yochsen. Why? Because the Gemara Bracha says that Yeshaya came to Chizkiyahu and he said, Chizkiyahu, you're a dead man because you don't want to get married. He said, I can't. I see that I'm going to have children that are loimali. So Yeshaya said, V'hadei kavtid rachmano lamalach. So Chizkiyahu said, let me marry your daughter. Yeshaya made a mistake. Yeshaya should not have allowed Chizkiah to marry his daughter. Look what happened when he married his daughter. He had bad grandchildren. What do you mean? But he's the Navi of Hashem sent to Chizkiah to tell him to get married. Fine! But Chizkiah had a valid taina. His taina was, why should I get married? I'm going to have bad children. So Yeshaya said, it's none of your business. You have to get married. But nobody said that Yeshaya has to give him his daughter. That's not... That might be Yeshaya's business. It's not Chizkiah's business not to get married, but it's Yeshaya's business not to marry off his daughter to him. And look what happened, because he did. So it was written in the Megillas Yuchs in this story to teach how careful someone has to be to ensure that their lineage is pure and remains pure. Umaydiya Zois, this was notified, Kama Yesh Lachas Liyuchsin, Sharei Yeshaya, Shenas Abita L'Chizkiyahu, Yeshaya gave his daughter to Chizkiyahu, even though he knew he was going to have children who were not good. And you know what Yeshaya's punishment was? That the kid who wasn't good killed him. What a dichotomy. You could be the Navi of Hashem. You could be sent on a mission to tell someone, get married. And when that person says, I don't want him because I'm not going to have good descendants, you could tell them that's none of your business. But then when he says, okay, big talker, so I'm going to marry your daughter, you say, thanks, but no thanks. You know, like the story of Rav, somebody came to Rav and he said, the father's a goy. Am I kosher? Rav said, you're kosher. He said, can I marry your daughter? He said, not a chance. So the guy didn't let up, so Rav had to kill him. You know? So just because something is mutter or something's okay doesn't mean you have to partake of it. Nenash, he was punished, and Narag Ayide Oisai Ben. He was killed through that kid. The Aruch HaNer continues, Deloy Mali. So that's why it's written in the Megillas Yochsen. Gam Yesh Loy Mali, you could also say another reason it's written there, Dezeh Hoyo Iker Charoy Nafsho Menashe Al Yeshaya. That was the main reason why Menashe got angry at Yeshaya. Why did Menashe get angry at Yeshaya? Al She'omar, because Yeshaya said to Chizkiah, I'll add on to your life, as if Chizkiah was not really worthy to have children, because he was going to have benin doloi mali ki'ilu hu loin haya roi lahoilet, as if Chizkiah was not worthy to have descendants. V'ratza lohichiach deleka hoisafa, and what Menashe wanted to do was prove that you can add on to someone's life from the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu said es mispra yamecha amalei, but not more than that. Okay, I think the first answer is clearer, that the reason why it's written in the Megillas Yochsen is to show what happened to Yeshaya for giving Chizkiah his daughter when he knew that Inshi Delay Mali would come out and ended up coming back to haunt him. Okay. Next offering of the Aruch HaNer. The Gemara says that Menashe ran after Yeshaya to kill him. So Menashe ran after Yeshaya to kill him. So Yeshaya said a shame, and he was swallowed by the tree. And Menashe said, bring me the tree. And they started hacking away at the tree until they got to his mouth. And Yeshaya was liable for what he said. And he was punished that he was wounded by the mouth and killed by the mouth. Why? Because he said, Oili ki nidmeisi, woe to me that I am doomed. He is tmeis vasayim anoichi, uvetsoich am tmeis vasayim anoichi yoshev. Woe to me that I am doomed. So the Ritva asks, wait a second. If you look in the story in Navi, by the way, there's something called Nevi'im, right? Those are the prophets that God spoke to. And then they recorded their prophecies in books called the Sifrei Nevi'im, 24 books of Tanakh. Very good Sfarim. And in Sefer Yeshaya, because Yeshaya said, Uvetoich am tmeis vasayim, anoich yoshev, the pasuk says that a malach came, uveyadoi ritzpa, and in his hand was a hot coal. And Chazal Darshan in Sanhedrin, I believe, ritzois pesha amar delatarin abanai. Burn the mouth, he spoke, Lashon Hara, about my children. And then the pasuk says, "V'sar avaynecha v'chataschas v'kupa." Your sin will depart, and your infraction will be atoned. So So the Ritva asks, that implies that Yeshaya was forgiven for what he said by being inflicted by the coal. So why did he then have to die by Menashe hacking away at his mouth? He already got kapar for that. That is the question of the Ritva. Before we see the Archaner, I want to show you, the Chafetz Chaim himself asked this question in the Shmiras HaLashon. The Chafetz Chaim could be found in the Shar HaTvuna, Perek Zayin. Shar HaTvuna, Perek Zayin. The Chafetz Chaim raises this question, and the Chafetz Chaim says, Ayin Beritva, let me just scroll down. Shehiksha, Dhatfar Nimchalaik, Mashamra Malach, Vasavanechva, Tasvat Chupar. So the Ritva himself answers, Vatirit Soloi Nimcha, Rat, Bamasha Dibur Zelfnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That Yeshaya was only forgiven in the fact that he spoke this before God, but then he repeated it before Klal Yisrael, so he had to be punished again. That's the Ritva's Taras. Says the Holy Chafetz Chaim, Elanias Daiti Nir Eloim, according to my humble opinion, it would seem to say as follows. The fact that Yeshaya then repeated what he said to the rest of the Jewish people, he did not sin with that. Because the fact that Yeshaya repeated this before the Jewish people, it showed them how great their love is before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That Hashem punishes even the Nevi'im who speak badly about Klal Yisrael. Really what God said to the angel was, Ritzoitz peh, smash that mouth. Which the Malach didn't do yet. That was the ultimate punishment that Yeshaya got when Menashe hacked away. Hashem told the Malach, Ritzoitz peh, don't just touch it. So when the Malach touched Yeshaya's mouth, that wasn't the kapara. When the angel touched Yeshaya's mouth, that wasn't a complete atonement. This just suspended it until the end. Like it says, like Chazal said, Yisurin hinge the sin, and Misa nimarekes. And here's the proof. The proof is in the pudding. Because the Malach says, after he touched his lips with the coal, Hine naga v'sara v'necha v'chatoscha t'chupar lashon osid. The Malach didn't say you were atoned. He said you will be atoned. Like it says, v'sara kinas Ephraim. That's a prophecy about the future. U'kamoichen t'chupar hu lashon osid. The word t'chupar implies in the future. L'hoirois t'sho sh'adayin lo niskaper lo l'gamri. That shows that he was not completely atoned. But now, by the ritzpa touching him, the kapara began, and in the end, it will be completely removed. And the Malach sort of did not reveal what HaKadosh Baruch Hu meant, so the Malach touched him, but ultimately Yeshaya did not incur what Hashem said, ritzpa, ritzoitz peh, until ultimately Menashe hacked away. Or the Chafetz Chaim says another possible answer of v'sar avaynecha, is the only thing that's happening now is the great accuser that was created from your sin will be silenced through this punishment. However, the actual sin will not be atoned until the end. But the Chafetz Chaim says he likes his first answer better. Namely, the first answer of the Chafetz Chaim is Hashem said Ritzoitz Peh, but that wasn't fulfilled. The Malach just touched the lips. That was not fulfilled until the end, and that's why it says Techupar Lashon Asid. In my opinion, the Aruch Daner has a very beautiful answer to this question, similar to the Chafetz Chaim, but I think this is extremely sound. He says, "Laniyas daiti," to answer the Ritva's kasha of didn't Yeshaya already get punishment when he was hit with the coal? He says, "Yeshloim apimada aminam biyuma." Based on what we say in Yuma, avoin mezid v'chet shaygeh. The word avoin means intentional, and the word chet means unintentional. Right? The word avoin is a mezid, and the word shagig is a chet. Chet is a shagig. The Gemara also says in Yuma Daf Pevav that when you do tshuva, zedoinois nasas kishkagois, intentional is downgraded to shagig. So Hashem says to Yeshaya, you sinned the mezid. V'sar avoinecha.
right now the mezid will be removed and it will be nimchal. But you'll still have a downgraded. Maybe you got the points off, but you still have the fine. Aval adai nishar chatos. There's still a chatos shu shogeg. V'chatoscha, that's techupar in the future when Menashe will hack away. V'chatoscha techupar la'asid. V'zeh hoya kishanach nafshe kasher matel hadepuma. This is what David HaMelech says. Ki avoini agid. I will tell over my sin. And when I tell over my sin, I'll get kapara for my intentional. But edag mechatosi, I'll still worry about my unintentional. Because after I do tshuva, I don't have to worry about my avoin, but I do have to worry about my chatos. So that's what it means. Ki avoini agid edag mechatosi. Acher shel sisi tshuva al avoini muftachani sheneskaperli. After I do tshuva for my avoin, I am guaranteed that it should be atoned for me. Avaladayin edag ala chatos. I still worry about my chatos, which is the shoygeg. Now, Ravoi say, how does a person get off even a chatos? That you need to do tshuva me'ahava. You have to do tshuva out of love. If a person does tshuva out of love, then the avoinos turn into sukhliyos. Okay. One more offering. For this, I want you to take a look at Tosfos. The bottom Tosfos, I'm on Tesamabes. So Yeshaya made a cheshbon. He said, I have good answers to all the stiros that Menashe asked me. Menashe wanted to know that Moshe Rabbeinu said, Lo yirani adam b'chai. And you, Yeshaya, you said, I saw God. Moshe said, God's always available. You, Yeshaya, say, seek out God when he can be found. Moshe said, God will only fulfill your days. And you, Yeshaya, said, I'll add to your days. So Yeshaya said, I have answers to these questions. Namely, the Gemara says, the Nevi, really you can see God and live. What did Yeshaya meant that I saw God? He didn't really see him. He saw him Bas Baklar Yishen Amira. And what does it mean that God is not always available? To a Yachid, he's not always available. Look at the bottom Tosfos. So Yeshaya said, I'm not going to tell Menashe my answers, because then he's going to be amazed. Says Tosfos, what's the answer Yeshaya could have said? Perish Rabbeinu Chananel. Sherotzel Hashiva, Yeshaya could have said, what do you mean you can't see God? The Chumash itself says you could see God. They saw God. So what do you want from my life, Menashe? I said I saw God, and you want to know that's a stira to Moshe who said, Lo yirani adam achai? But the Torah itself says you could see God. Vayachsu esalikim, vayiru esalikei Yisrael. So that's the answer that Yeshaya could have said. The obvious kasha on Tosfos is, that's the answer that Yeshaya could have said. The Gemara gives the answer Yeshaya could have said. That what he says is not a stira to Moshe, because he didn't really see God, because it was Aspaklaria, Sheina Meira. Why is Rabbeinu Chananel making up a new answer Yeshaya could have given that's not mentioned in the Gemara? The Gemara says the answer he could have given is Aspaklaria, Sheina Meira. So, I want to share with you an Aruch Laner. Actually, two Aruch Laners, because it starts in an earlier piece. If I could find it. I don't know if it's here. Oh, here. You see this piece, She'ena Meira? Yeshaya didn't really see God, because he saw God through cloudy glasses. So Aruch Laner wants to know, how could Yeshaya say, I saw God, and he was sitting? But he didn't see God. It was very foggy. According to the Gemara, the reason why Yeshaya is not a stira to Moshe. Moshe said, you can't see God and live. So then, why did Yeshaya say, I saw God? So the Gemara said, because he didn't really see him, because it was Asbaklar Yashenim Ira. So why did he say the words, I saw God? The Aruch Laner says, Kosha, Yeshaya Gufa, Eich Amar Va'era Es Hashem, they should have known Shalai Ra, that he didn't really see. The tall Lizbar Shara, he made a mistake. Because he can't see. Moshe said, Lo Yirani Adam Achai. So it's a kasha on Yeshaya. This is not a good answer. Yeshaya's answer, what kind of answer is that? Oh, I saw God. But what do you mean? Moshe said, you can't. Ah, I didn't really see him. If you didn't really see him, why did you say you saw him? You know? Why did Yeshaya say, I saw God? It was Asba Klarish in Amira. So that's the first piece in Al-Khanar. The rest of the piece didn't come out. I'll tell you what he says, and then we'll read the piece on Rabbeinu Chananel. The Al-Khanar quotes a psikta brought in the Yalkut, that when the Malachi Ashores are praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yeshaya saw that the Malachim did not include his praise with them. He was very distressed. He said, it's too bad that I'm a Basar Adam. But if they would have included my praise with them, then I would have lived forever. Anyone who praises God like the Malachim live forever. So the Archoner says, where does it say that if you praise God with the Malachim, you would live forever? So he quotes the Tikkunei Zayar. That what does Moshe Rabbeinu mean? Ki lo yirani ha'adam v'chai. The Zayar says, lo yirani ha'adam v'chai doesn't mean you can't see God and live, that if you see God you will die. It means, ki lo yirani ha'adam. Man cannot see God. You know why? Because if they would, v'chai, they would have to live forever. It's a totally different shot. Lo yirani adam v'chai, according to the Zohar, doesn't mean no living person could see God. Lo yirani adam means no one could see God, otherwise v'chai, they would live forever. That's what Yeshaya means. It's a shame that I'm a boss of Adam and I couldn't join the Malachim in seeing God. Because if I would have seen God, I would have to live forever. So now, these two questions sort of answer each other, and this would explain Rabbeinu Chananel. Take a look at this Aruch Lener. Aruch Lener says, Perish Rabbeinu Chananel, that Yeshaya could have answered, what do you mean you can't see God? The Pasuk says, Vayechzu v'ayiru v'salike Yisrael. Says the Aruch Lener, who forced Rabbeinu Chananel to say the answer Yeshaya could have given is, you could see God, it says, by Yiru Asalike Yisrael. Why didn't Rabbeinu Chananel just say, Bepshitos, that the answer Yeshaya could have given is what the Gemara says, Habas Baklari Hami'ira, Habas Baklari She'ena Be'ira. Because regarding the other questions that Menashe had, the answer Yeshaya could have given was the answer the Gemara says. So why, when it comes to the question of Le'irani Adam Achai, isn't the answer what the Gemara says? So the Aruch Lener says, "V'nira li al pimashik hasavti." It would seem to me, based on what I wrote, the akati kasha. You could still ask the following question: even after the Gemara's answer that Yeshaya saw God v'asbakar shem meira, eich omar v'eras Hashem. How could Yeshaya say, "I saw God"? Dahayoloi lohichiach. He should have proved the loy rashapir that you can't really see God. How could Yeshaya utter the words he saw God when he knows Moshe Rabbeinu says he can't see God? And the answer is, Yeshaya knew that the meaning of the pasuk of Lo Yirani Adam V'chai doesn't mean he can't see God. Because there's a pasuk that says they saw God. The Adaraba, Hoyamidai B'imcha, the Alkochach Eina Pirish Kepshutai. Obviously, Lo Yirani Adam V'chai does not mean you can't see God and live, because the Haksiv, Yiru Asalike Yisrael, the pasuk says they saw God. So since there's a pasuk that Klal Yisrael saw God, obviously Lo Yirani Adam V'chai doesn't mean you can't see God. Must be Lo Yirani Adam V'chai means you can't see God because otherwise you'd live forever. V'lchein Das Rabbeinu Chananel Asi Shaper. Now we understand why Rabbeinu Chananel says that the answer Yeshaya could have given is not Asbaklar Yosheinim Ira, because still, how could he say he saw God? It must be that from the fact that other psukim in the Chumash say you could see God, there's another pshat in the pasuk, while you're on the Adam Achai. The Hutzrach LePerusha, the Bishlama, the other two questions, he could have given like the Gemara's answer. But this question of the Eres Hashem, he can't answer like the Gemara. Because then it comes out that Yeshaya didn't see God. How could he say he saw God? So the Gemara says, Rabbeinu Chananel says, what Yeshaya could have said is he could have said, Al Karchach, Lo yirani adam achai is not kipshuta because it says by yiros alkei Yisrael. Now, what is that pshat? If the pshat is, just wondering, according to that other pshat, is that you can't see God because otherwise you would live forever. So then, Taka, what happened to those? What's pshat in the pasuk by Yirus Elokei Yisrael? Maybe they were supposed to live forever. We know when Hashem gave us the Torah, we were supposed to live forever. But then, because of the Chet HaEgel, Ani Amarti Elohim Atem. That was the plan. Achin ka adam timusun. And then I'm going to give you homework. Okay, I want an answer to this. Says Aruch Haner that our Gemara's understanding of Asbaklari Amira Asbaklari She'ina Me'ira, according to Rashi, is that Asbaklari She'im Ira Ukisvurim Lerois. They thought they saw, but they didn't really see. But he says, according to the Zayar in Parashas Va'ira, he gives a different answer and a different shad in Asbaklari Amira Asbaklari She'im Ira. And according to this, Vazah HaKol Asi Shaper, that Yeshaya knew the answer. Yeshaya knew he could have answered that I saw God bas baklaria she'ina me'ira. So what exactly does that mean? What exactly does the Zayar say in Parshas Va'era, and how would that answer this Gemara different than Rashi? Okay, Marva Ravoisa, that's what I got for you today. Three comments of Aruch Haner. Number one, why the Megillas Yochsan included the teachings of Reb Lezman Yaakov Kavanaki and Yeshaya killed and Menashe killed Yeshaya. Number two, the answer to the Ritva's Kasha, that why was Menashe punished with the saw when the Malach already got him with the coals. And number three, why Rabbeinu Chananel says a different shad in what Yeshaya could have said to Menashe, different than the Gemara says. Okay, Rabbi Isai, stay tuned next week. Daf Nun, Perek Rav and Gamliel. Tonight at 9 p.m., we'll cover the yard site commemoration of Rav Meir. We have a new Rav Meir shir, brand new material, as well as we're unleashing a new niggun. My friend Moshe Morgenstern composed a new niggun for a piyut of the Baba Sali. So everyone is cordially invited. You could come live 9 p.m., or it will be streamed as well. And that's Shem. Hope to see everybody later, tomorrow, whenever you're available. Okay, have a great day, everyone. Kol tov. Bye-bye.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.